Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Thursday of the 16th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, through chapter 11, verse 1.
Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities.
Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who receives you receives me. As I reflect on the second half of Matthew 10, both yesterday's lesson and today's, I see several important truths conveying truths represented in the verses I quoted above. Here's what I see. 1. Jesus sends us out to do what he did and to preach what he preached. We are his representatives here on earth. 2. We will face opposition if we do what he did and preach what he preached. This is because we are truly united to him and participate in him. 3. If we are not willing to bear what he bore and take up our cross and follow him in all things, we're not worthy of him. I talked yesterday about some of the things that will motivate us to follow Jesus and obey him. In a strange way, I find the cost of the cross highly motivating. But it isn't for the sake of suffering or misery by itself that I am motivated. It's that I've come to realize that there is no Christ without a cross. There's no way around it. No cross, no Christ. But rather than wail and moan over the coming persecution and suffering, I welcome the cross of Christ when it comes into my life. It's one of the ways I know I'm a Christian, one willing to pick up his cross and follow Jesus. Why? Because to my own personal cross is attached Jesus and his cross, which is none other than the way of life. I'm not too crazy about the suffering part of the cross. I'd just as soon have Jesus without it. But I know that to be united to the one who bore my sins and the painful penalty for them, I must participate in that painful redemption, which is the cross. I also know that with the cross comes the resurrection, and with my every cross comes my own resurrection, sometimes even in this life. What motivates me about the cross is that it is the point at which God and I meet every day. You all remember how Jesus Christ carried his cross? His cross wasn't just his cross, it was yours and mine. He carried your cross for you when you couldn't carry it, and now he's asking you to carry his cross with him. And this is the cross of Jesus that he has asked you to carry, that you as disciple become like him, the Master. That as he died for you, so you die to yourself for him. That as he gave up his life for you, so you give up your life, every bit of it, for him. And that as he faithfully confessed you before his Father, so you would faithfully preach him from the housetops. We are all called to be Simons of Cyrene. Only we're not forced to carry a cross by the Romans. We've been asked by the Master to carry his cross. Prophets often have strange visions. Well, I've had one. Oh, it wasn't a vision like Ezekiel's of strange spinning wheels and creatures with multiple heads and wings. My vision is this, that when I say we are to carry the cross of Christ, I'm not just saying that we should carry his cross, as if it's simply a physical object outside of him or us. I'm saying that we are to carry Jesus Christ himself, and that he is our cross. I see a picture, not of me carrying the old rugged cross, just a rough piece of wood, from which I might imagine I get a few splinters. No, I see all of us together carrying the image of Jesus Christ within us, individually and together. It's through us that people will hear and see God, or not at all. For Christ through the Holy Spirit truly lives in us. We are all, therefore, Christophers, Christ-bearers. For this is what it means to be a Christian, to be a bearer of Jesus Christ, who is our cross to bear. If we do this, we will be persecuted to some degree, and we will suffer. When we boldly proclaim Jesus Christ, some people will come after us. St. C.S. Lewis said the following about bearing Jesus Christ in mere Christianity. He works on us in all sorts of ways, but above all he works on us through each other. Men are mirrors or carriers of Christ to other men, but usually it is those who know him that bring him to others. That is why the church, the whole body of Christians, showing him to one another, is so important. The church exists for nothing else but to draw men into Christ, to make them little Christs. If they are not doing that, all the cathedrals, clergy, missions, sermons, even the Bible itself, are simply a waste of time. God became man for no other purpose. It is even doubtful, you know, whether the whole universe was created for any other purpose. But praise God, he does not ask you to answer this call alone. All of the pronouns in this passage of Matthew referring to the radical call to discipleship are in the plural, not the singular. You, plural, are being sent out among wolves, and you, plural, are to preach Jesus from the housetops. Jesus didn't just send you to preach from the housetops, he sent his army, the church. And so we carry the cross of Christ together, as his body, filling up in our flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which we have become ministers according to the stewardship from God which he has given to us, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, that's us. Hear what Jesus our Master says to you today. He who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. I am your cross to bear, and through me you will carry my life of salvation and blessing to everyone you meet. And if you confess me before men, I will surely confess you before my Father in heaven.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.